Hi, this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and thanks for joining us for another First 30. You know, our desire in recording these and placing these in podcasts and in blogs is to give you a quantum leap in your first 30 days in a new environment and in a new role as a student in college. Today, we want to give you a very big deal. It is entitled, The Bible is a Big Deal. Now, many of you have been around Sugar Hill Church for some time, and we use the phrase, we believe the Bible is a big deal a lot. We say it because we truly believe that that book, the Bible, is a gift from the divine as he uses it to give us direction, correction, and inspiration. The Word of God is a living, breathing collection of 66 books that have been divinely inspired through the hearts and pens of men. It gives us the life manual and, I guess if you would, the FAQs of our life completely in totality. The Word of God refers to all of God's spoken revelation, including what came through His Son, the Lord Jesus. We have it recorded in written form that we refer to as the Scriptures or God's Word. If we read, hear, and act on God's Word, it'll keep us from the cultural religion that brings sure judgment. You see, God's Word is powerful to expose our sin. In Hebrews chapter 4, verses 12 and 13, the scriptures say, "For the word of God is alive and powerful. It is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between soul and spirit, between joint and marrow. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires, and nothing in all creation is hidden from God. Everything is naked and exposed before His eyes, and He is the one to whom we are accountable." You see, the text gives us at least three things about the power of God's Word, the Bible. God's Word, you see, first is living. You see, since God is a living God and His Word cannot be separated from Him, that Word is a living Word. It can never be exterminated. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8 says, "The grass withers, the flower fades, but the Word of our God stands forever." So since God is the author of life, His living Word imparts life in two ways. God's Word gives new life to people in need of Christ, and God's Word gives renewed life to the people that are already of faith. You see, if you're already a follower of Jesus, you've gone through difficult times when God seemed distant. God uses His Word to renew and revive us. David said in Psalm 19, "The law of the Lord is perfect. It restores my soul." And then it goes on and says, "My soul cleaves to the dust. Revive me according to your word. This is my comfort in my affliction, that your word has revived me." You see, even though the Bible was written centuries ago, the Spirit of God still speaks directly to us through it. It is never out of date. It is never irrelevant. It speaks to the very issues that we face in our modern world. I want to encourage you to read the Bible, not in a random manner, but consecutively from both the Old and New Testaments. And you'll find, I'll guarantee it, that God will often use what you have read either that day or within a few days of reading it. He will use that in your life. You see, I believe at the depths of my heart that if you'll commit even just 5 minutes in reading or listening to the Holy Word of God, your life can radically change for the best. Not because of the book necessarily, but because of the author of the divinely inspired book. You see, God's Word gives new life to people. God's Word is active. You get that word energy from the Greek word that's translated active. You see, God's Word, it says, is sharp and it's piercing. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. Now, using that figurative language shows us that God's Word is sharp. It cuts deeply to the core of our being. And unless your conscience is hardened, then you just know that you cannot read God's Word or hear it preached faithfully without getting cut in the conscience, in the process. And so when you see that, you get God's purpose is cutting us is to bring healing, not to leave us wounded. You see, sin heals most completely where it wounds most deeply and gives life there only where first it has killed. Listen, guys, treasure God's Word above all human counsel. Read, study, and meditate on God's Word. It won't do you any good if you don't know what it says. Apply it, trust it, and obey it. The point of all that we do is that you could experience God's Word, not to fill your head with knowledge about the end times or some theological argument. It is that it might change your heart. Always study it with a view to obey it. Remember, guys, the Bible is a very big deal. God bless you. We'll see you again tomorrow. Bye now.